Palestinian Prime Minister Mohammed Ishtiya has directly urged the WHO and other international agencies to help facilitate delivery of vaccines to the Israeli-occupied West Bank. The Prime Minister's plea came as the occupied West Bank is recording a new surge of about 1,000 coronavirus cases per day. Palestinian authorities have reinstated a lockdown to try to control the spread. Israel has vaccinated about 40% of its own population, one of the highest rates in the world. But it insists it's not responsible for Palestinians under occupation. So far, it has delivered only 2,000 doses to the West Bank. International human rights groups insist that Israel is responsible. That's also the position of the Israeli rights group Beit Salem. Karim Jubran is a spokesperson.
We are reiterating our stance that Israel, by blocking the vaccines, is practicing its apartheid policy that it has previously implemented in the occupied Palestinian territories.
Palestinian health officials in the Gaza Strip say that they have received a total of 60,000 doses of vaccines delivered from the United Arab Emirates. Dr. Midhat Abbas, the deputy health minister for the Gaza-based health ministry, said Gaza is willing to share doses with the occupied West Bank, but it's not sure how Israel will react.
عن طريق معبر رفح عن طريق الجانب المصري وأما عن طريق الجانب الآخر كما قلت لم يصلنا إلا 2000 مطعوم وهناك معوقات أو تعويق في إيصال هذه المطاعيم ونحن خايفين أيضا أن يكون هناك تعويق في إيصال هذه المطاعيم من غزة إلى الضفة من قبل الجانب الإسرائيلي.
The WHO told Pacifica Radio that the organization is not in a position to comment whether Israel is obliged under international humanitarian law to help deliver vaccines to the Palestinian populations in both West Bank and the Gaza Strip. The WHO said it would welcome an Israeli move to help vaccinate frontline Palestinian health workers and the thousands of Palestinians who work inside Israel. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Almighari in Gaza.